UW Superior Chancellor Julius Erlenbach expects universities to get hit with a 1-2 punch, a $346 million deficit from the current budget, and then a $5 to $6 billion deficit in the next two-year budget. With 87% of the campus's budget spent on faculty and staff, Erlenbach doesn't expect to be able to fill all their positions.
It is very much case by case. We are still in the process of making hires, but as things continue to unfold, given where things are going, we may have to put a freeze on future hires. I don't know.
With state agencies facing a 12% cut, Erlenbach says a new $32 million academic building set to start construction next spring could be delayed.
Well, it could. That's very much a part of the equation for us. Given where we are with three major construction projects in the works, it's hard to know where all of this is going to wind up.
UW System spokesman David Giroux says UW campuses will look at every option, but he hopes campus construction projects will move ahead, creating badly needed jobs. So far, they haven't gotten word from the governor's office about how much they'll have to cut. Giroux likens it to standing on one side of a riverbank, needing to get to the other side, but not knowing how deep the water is. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.